accounting office.
Well, your position's been fine the way I see it.
Out of the box. My other problem, I might as well tell you, is that this old company is represented by our friend Oscar Chapman, and he's, of course, lobbying hard and heavy on that.
Well.
But we have taken the view that since the workmen and the experts were there, that St. Louis, it ought to stay in St. Louis, and I got my neck out with Stu Symington and the rest of them on that earlier. But I'm in the process now of having a new
Can you specify that? Can you specify that in your bid?
I'm afraid there's no rational basis to do it, but I mean, if that's the premise that I start out with, why, I can have that in my mind. And certainly, if this is your feeling and you and I concur on it, why, we can just quietly operate on that premise.
Well, you just do your best, because Meany is a good man, a fair man, and he just settled his wheat thing for us. We'd have been in a hell of a shape if he hadn't stayed up all night. And I hate to, I don't want to knock anything out of anything in South Carolina, Georgia, Oscar Chapman, anybody else. I like them all, but
sure.
I've got 150 families there that have been eating all these years, and they've got to continue to eat. And you've got Symington up for re-election, too, and you've got Ed Long, a good senator there. And the main thing is you got these union members that are being thrown overboard by a bunch of runouts. And you just watch it and keep in touch with George and see what you can do.
I surely will.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you.